Blog Talk Radio. Talk Radio. Welcome to Blog Talk Radio. Please hold and you will be able to listen to the show. Thank you for... Welcome to Blog Talk Radio. Please hold and you will be able to listen to the show.
Good morning, Christy. Can you hear me? Good morning, Christy. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can, but there's a bad echo.
I was trying to dial in from my phone, but for whatever reason, I can't get the show to come up. And I think we're on air, but I can't. Hang on a second. I'm trying to get in touch with Michael. Hang on.
Okay.
Christy, hang on. I'm going to try something. I want to see if this works.
Okay.
Have you or a loved one been seriously injured in a motor vehicle-related accident? Then make your first call count. Call Johnny Hawkins, the Warrior Lawyer. With Johnny Hawkins, a nationally recognized super lawyer, he cares, and his primary focus is on providing exceptional service to each client, and not just winning big. For your free telephone consultation with Johnny Hawkins, the Warrior Lawyer, simply call 248-567-9990. Again, that's 248-567-9990. Support Black excellence by allowing Black excellence to support you through service.
Good morning and welcome to the Michael Van Tool Show. This is an inspirational community affairs program with jazz poet and community organizer Michael Van Tool. This podcast is produced by Michigan Ocean Strategy Group and brought to you by Benjamin Brothers Realty and the Warrior Lawyer Johnny Hawkins. Good morning. My name is Kimberly Batchelor Davis. I am sitting in again for Michael Van Tool as he works with his candidates preparing for a very important November 8th election. For those that don't know me, I am an author, podcaster, professional speaker, playwright. I wear a lot of hats. Good morning. And I want to welcome our Sunday morning team. Good morning, Evangelist Christy Laster. How are you this Sunday morning?
Good morning, Kimberly. I am well. I decided to call in anyway because I'm actually on the road headed back to Michigan. I've been away this weekend for a women's conference, but I am wonderful.
Excellent. You are a traveling lady. Yes, you are. Well, that is wonderful. Christy, let's start off with, share some things that were on your heart this morning, and then we're going to get into the news.
Absolutely. Well, first, good morning to everyone that is listening this morning. It is a beautiful, beautiful day. I don't know how long we'll be able to hold on to this wonderful weather, but I am fairly appreciative of the weather, and I didn't even know how to dress today. I'm like, what is the weather going to be? Do I put on a turtleneck? Is it sweater weather, or is it time to pull out the sandals? But anyway, this morning on my heart, the conference that I attended, the theme of the conference was No Sister Left Behind. And it's a very familiar theme in terms of the government program of No Child Left Behind. And so they've mm-hmm. taken that theme and they've applied it to being able to connect to women that need encouragement, that need support, that need help, that need us to look out for them as our sisters in Christ. So I'd like to take that same theme and put another twist to it again this morning. And I'd like to say no voter left behind. This week we have an opportunity to vote, opportunity to make a difference. And so that's my thought this morning, no voter left behind. And I thought about the woman at the well. When Jesus met this Samaritan woman at the well, he knew that she would be there. And he had no business speaking with her, considering his ethnic background and considering that she was a Samaritan woman. But when he met her at the well, just to give you a summary, he told her that she could drink from a well that would never run dry again. Information, right? So she took the information that was given to her directly from the source. The information that could change her life forever. She took that information and she was like the first evangelist. She ran with it and started sharing it with other people. I met a man. Come see a man. The information that he gave me is life-changing. And so here we are in 2022. We have an opportunity not to just consider our sisters and brothers and not leaving them behind, but we have an opportunity to share information about how to vote, how to register to vote, who the candidates are, the information that they bring to the table, what they stand for. So we ought to take that information and go tell everybody that we can tell. Share with everyone that we can share with so that no voter will be left behind, because we have a mighty work to do, and it takes all of us coming together, sharing that information for us to get things done in the earth. So that was my thought this morning. No sister left behind and no voter left behind.
Amen. Amen, Evangelist Christy Lassa. Thank you for sharing that word, because when I get to the news, ooh, we need a word of prayer. We have another Sunday morning team member. Let's get them on. Good morning.
Well, good morning to you. Good morning to you, Mike. Good morning to your missionary. Good morning to the team. Hello, Detroit. It's the time again, y'all.
That's right. We are on.
That's
all right. So let's move to the news. In the news this morning, David DePape, who broke in and assaulted Paul Pelosi, which is Nancy Pelosi's husband, with a hammer, reportedly had zip ties in his possession, a roll of tape, white rope, a second hammer, a pair of rubber and cloth gloves. Paul Pelosi was asleep in bed when he awoke to David DePape, an intruder in his bedroom. The Justice Department has filed federal felony charges against DePape. One count of assault an immediate family member of a United States official with the intent to retaliate against the office on account of the performance of official duty. Another count of attempted kidnapping, of a United States official on account of the performance of official duty. The first count of assault carries a term of 30 years if he is found guilty. The second count of attempted kidnapping is another 20 years. We just passed Halloween, and in Kansas City, Kansas, on Halloween night, one person was shot dead and up to six people injured in a shooting at a Halloween party in Kansas City, a party where 100 high school age students gathered at a home when a group of uninvited people showed up. They were asked to leave, an argument broke out, and shots rang out. Christy, your message was right on point this morning. We got to lift each other up. The Ukraine war will take a new and more dangerous turn if Iran sends ballistic missiles to help Russia. We have to continue to keep them in prayer. And our very own Detroit City Clerk, Janice Winfrey's husband, Tyrone Winfrey, died yesterday. Let's make sure that we keep her in our prayers. And then last week, something disturbing happened to to the hip-hop community. And unfortunately, it's not I'm trying to think of the word that I want to say, that it doesn't happen all the time. Takeoff of the group Migos dies in Houston during a shooting at a bowling alley where he was playing dice at around 2:30 a.m. on Tuesday morning. Officers told KPRC in Houston that a crowd of approximately 40 or 50 people were at the scene when the shooting takes place, pronounced dead at the scene. Takeoff, whose real name is Kersnick Kari Bell, was born in Lawrenceville, Georgia in 1994. He was only 28 years old. I did a little bit of research. According to CNN, one rapper has been killed each year since 2018. In 2018, we had a rapper named Ascension. In 2019, you had Nipsey Hussle. In 2020, you had Pop Smoke. In 2020, you also had King Von. In 2021, you had Young Dolph. And in 2022, you had PNB Rock. And now we can add Takeoff from the Migos. America, we have an obsession with guns, and I don't understand it. And we are just killing ourselves, and our black men deserve to grow old. Evangelist Christie, you have brought up that Election Day is Tuesday, and we're hoping that Henrietta will jump on and give us an update on the election. But we are encouraging everyone to take your souls to the polls. This is your voice. Use it and go vote. And so today I want to, and Taplin, I'm going to pick on you because I want you to talk about gun violence and what you see. Because I know you're in the community and I know you're talking to people. What does violence mean to people? And I know it's heavy and it's a Sunday morning, but give us a good word.
Oh, man. You know what? I would normally run from getting picked on by this well-groomed Sunday morning team. But I'm going to stay at this one. I'm going to stay at this one here. The focus, guns, although they are used and could be used just like a pencil, just like an ink pen, just like a knife, they could be used to kill, to do some harm to a person that could result in death. However, people are killing people. Mm-hmm. People are killing people. And that should be the focus. One of the things that I say in order to curb the gun violence is put a sanction on the amount of ammunition that people could buy. Mm-hmm. See, if you can't get the ammunition, then you just got to blame God. See, they're focusing on getting rid of or putting sanctions on those people that's getting guns and having guns. But the thing is, you need to put a sanction on the amount of ammunition that they can purchase. Stop them from being able to purchase ammunition. Now, when it comes to people killing people with these particular weapons, which is guns and not an ink pen or a flashlight, you know, or something like that. But we have to convey to people that I'm talking to our brothers and sisters particularly. Look at everything that Martin Luther King had done for us. Just him by himself. Look at what he did, and everything that he has done has gone in vain because of what we're doing.
Mm-hmm.
Because of what we're doing, it is so easy to go and say, you know, I'm gonna pick up this gun because I'm mad, and I'm going to go out here, and then I'm going to shoot somebody. But the Bible declares, be angry, but sin it not.
Mm-hmm.
And sin it not. Meaning that when Jesus got angry in the temple and came in there, tipping over tables, putting a whip on folk and everything, Jesus got mad. But where was the sin? Where was the sin in his anger? There was none. So in order to separate us away from the sin, we have to take away that personal pronoun that's in sin, which is the I, and we need to put an O in there, and we need to concentrate on the Son, which is our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, his example. Everything that God has ordained and put in place for him to do. He is the example. We are to live our lives according to the principles and the guidelines and the standards in which Jesus had put forth. We have to. Gun violence is a terrible thing, but so is drugs, so is overdosing on drugs and all of that. So we have to focus in on the need of the people that are so angry that they feel like that this is my better recourse. There's nothing, if you decide that you want to have a weapon, a gun per se, there's nothing wrong with that. However, if you remember when they came to get Jesus in the book of Luke, he said that that you come to get me with spears, torches, and lanterns as if I'm a thief. But Jesus told me, ain't nobody coming to take my life. I'm going to lay it down. I wish I had some help on here.
Amen.
You see what I'm saying? Nobody has a right to lay down nobody else's life. Nobody on this earth has the right to do that. So it is important that we focus in on the thoughts of the individuals who are out here feeling a certain way, and now they're acting out based on their thoughts and their feelings, and they say, you know what? I'm going to pick up this illegal gun. Well, the disciples had weapons. They had swords. Because if you remember, again, when they come to get Jesus, Peter pulled out a sword and cut off one of the man's right ear. Cut off the man's right ear. I said one of his right ears, as if though he had two of them. Cut off his right ear. And Jesus told him, Jesus told Peter, said, put away your sword, man, for when you should have been praying, you were sleeping. So we need to, I wish I had some help on here. We need to pray our way through this thing. We don't need to pull up. So to have that weapon, that was okay then. So it's okay now, but it's how you're going about getting it. How are you going about getting this weapon? Why are you bearing this weapon? Is this weapon legal for you to bear? If you want to get a legal weapon to protect yourself and your property and your family, you can do that. That's okay. So we have to instill in the minds of the individuals that you can get these weapons, but don't take this weapon, and you can't pull out a weapon and just start shooting just because somebody threatened you, and you ain't seen them with nothing. They have not done nothing that made you feel as if your life was immediately in danger. Nothing. So it is important for us to change, to get into the minds of those that are feeling a certain way when they're thinking a certain thought, and then we can control the actions of the individual that has these feelings and have these particular thoughts that are controlling their feelings and putting their actions in a negative category or in a negative way. It's all about the thoughts, our thoughts. The Bible declares, so shall a man thinketh. That way he will be. If you think that this is the right thing to do at that moment, you're going to begin to feel like what you're about to do is right. And based on your thoughts and your feelings, your actions is going to exhibit something that goes along that you're saying is in agreement with your thoughts. And it always turns out to be negative. Put your gun down. Dust your Bible off. Dust your Bible off. Whether it's the Bible on your shelf or the Bible that's in the heart of your mind. The Bible is a cookbook. There's a recipe in that Bible. I wish I had a little more help on here about the cookbook.
Amen.
There's a recipe in the Bible that you can go and get that could cook you up something through anything. Even if you got somebody laying on your couch and they ain't working and they wonder why they not eating. Well, the Bible declares if a man don't work, he shouldn't eat. That's why you're hungry. You hear me? Mm-hmm. The Bible, no matter how you're feeling, no matter what you're going through, there is an answer in the recipe of life. And the book that contains the major recipes of our life is the Bible.
That's the Bible.
So we have to get in. We have to let folks know how to be able to control your anger when you're angry. I ought to write a book that says
you
that. How to control your anger when you're angry. You hear me? I thank God for the opportunity to be first in this, on this one, because it is important It's the thoughts. Mm-hmm. It's the thoughts that we have at that moment that we have them that's defining our feelings and making our actions seem like they're okay. And mm-hmm. that's not the case. That's not the case. So when it comes to controlling the gun violence, I think that it is important that they look that the legislation, Congress, everyone look at putting a sanction on the amount of ammunition that folk can buy. Mm-hmm. Keep your gun, but you ain't got no bullets in it. That's the bottom line. So we always go at because you can take a car. You can take a car and use that vehicle to hurt somebody. You see mm-hmm. what I'm saying? But yet you'll still will allow somebody to drive. Well, if you take mm-hmm. their car and tell them you can't buy no gas.
That's right.
You take their car and tell them you can't get no oil. You take their car and tell them they can't get no transmission for it. You take their car and tell them, listen, your car is sanctioned. You can't even go to the mechanic shop.
Mm-hmm.
We have to. I want us one thing for certain too, and I'm not gonna hold you. We need to go back to the box. We need to get back in the box. So mm-hmm. many people has told us step outside the box. When you step outside of the box, now you can be controlled by where you're at. But when you're inside the box, you see, when you're inside that box and you're allowing yourself within those four corners of that box to be able to deal with yourself. See, God can deal with you better when you're standing still. I wish I had some help on here.
Amen.
Somebody asked me one time, how come I don't dance? I said, well, God, I don't serve a God that put praying knees and dancing legs on the same feet. I never knew a God that. My God didn't put praying knees and dancing feet on the same legs. So if I'm a dance, it's going to be when God show up at the church and the Holy Ghost
Amen.
Hit me. At McDonald's or Kroger's or Wendy's. You see, I'm saying all the restaurants. You're like, I'm hungry. You hear me? But when it comes to that, we have to get in. If we can
that's
get
right.
into the thought, the things that's causing us to be so angry when we're angry, when mm-hmm. we're angry, the things that we do when we're angry,
mm-hmm.
come on. You know
Amen.
That if you shoot this man or this woman, you're finna get life.
Mm-hmm.
Your chances is you're gonna get life. There ain't no self defense here in where they really look at it here in Michigan, because mm-hmm. there's a lot of times that individuals do have problems. They do have beefs. You need mm-hmm. to find another way to solve those problems and solve those beefs. And in order to do that, you got to set yourself down inside your box. The box mm-hmm. of your thoughts. Set yourself down. Quit stepping outside the box.
Mm-hmm.
Because when you're stepping outside the box, you're now relying on those that are on the outside in order to give you guidance when you really need to set down.
That's
and
right.
one spot to say, well, is it really worth it? Is what this person did or said to me really that important?
Mm-hmm.
That I gotta go out here
Can
and prove myself.
Name,
yes, ain't no doubt. I'm gonna be quiet. Go ahead.
just to add to what Chaplain is saying, and I don't want to hold up the conversation on this particular topic, but as he was saying, talking about the Bible says be angry and sin not. I think that we are losing a generation, and there's been so many things that have happened with the generation that are between the ages of 17 and 21, 22, around that range. We're losing a generation, and we have a lot of work to do in terms of filling the gaps of being mentors to these individuals that need it. And like you said, getting into the thoughts of those individuals, but we have to be there to get into their thoughts. So we
yes.
need more organizations. We need more men like Chaplain. We need more men like Michael Vantool to
yes,
step
yes.
up and fill in those gaps and be that sounding board for young men
yes.
because they're getting the love that they they desire, because I know men, you know, how they are about love and things like that, but they're getting the love that they ultimately desire from people in the streets. And so they're being raised and groomed in a particular way in this particular culture of it's okay, you got to be strapped, you have to do this, you got to do that, protect yourself like this. So they're being groomed in that. So we need more men to step up and help and be mentors to really get into the thoughts of those individuals. And then we could talk about pick up your Bible. But like you said, first we have to be there and get into their head and get into their thoughts to help them to live a different lifestyle. And you have to do it in a practical way. I'm not a street person. I wasn't raised in the street or anything like that. But you have to do it in a practical way. And that's building relationship, building the trust. And then you can help turn that life around. And in the meantime, for those of us that are not going into the streets and knocking on the door, we're going to be praying for you all as you create our program to help save our next generation. So those are my random thoughts for this morning on that.
Amen. Amen. And on that note, we're going to take a quick break and have for some messages. Hold on. We're going to come right back to this conversation. Hold that thought, Chaplain.
It's a member of the real team.
We find them and fix them and fix them and flip them. We find them and fix them.
We find them and fix them and flip them. We find them and fix them and flip them. We find them and fix them, we find them and fix them, we find them and fix them and flip them.
Listen, we find them and fix them and flip them, we fix them and then we equip them. Got them drippin' with style, got them like wow, now everyone wants to know how. If you wanna do it yourself, you can generate generational wealth. It's so comprehensive and it's not expensive, essential for financial health. You'll appreciate how we articulate when we communicate and we educate and we motivate and we innovate. It's
Benjamin Brothers Real Estate.
If you want to buy, sell, or learn how to do real estate investing, please call 331-248-7120 or email us at bbrosrealty@gmail.com. That's bbrosrealty@gmail.com.
Have you or a loved one been seriously injured in a motor vehicle-related accident? Then make your first call count. Call Johnny Hawkins, the Warrior Lawyer. With Johnny Hawkins, a nationally recognized super lawyer, he cares, and his primary focus is on providing exceptional service to each client, and not just winning big. For your free telephone consultation with Johnny Hawkins, the Warrior Lawyer, simply call 248-567-9990. Again, that's 248-567-9990. Support Black excellence by allowing Black excellence to support you through service.
All right, we're back. I am your host sitting in for Michael Van Tool this morning. My name is Kimberly Bachelor Davis. We have the amazing Sunday morning team here with us this morning. We have Chaplain Stephen Cathy with us. We have Evangelist Christy Laster, and we are having a great conversation around gun violence. Chaplain, were you going to add another thought?
Yeah, I was going to add this one thought. Listen. Have you ever been looking for your phone and forgot that it was in your hand and you were talking on it?
Yes.
You hear me?
Listen.
I was so mad at myself the other day that I couldn't pick my phone up and I realized that I had my foot on it. You hear me? You know, so these phones, and I tell you, I'm telling the truth because I actually was looking for it while I was talking to y'all. And I'm like, where's my phone at? But at the same time, I didn't stop my conversation. And I realized that it's actually in my hand, on my ear, and I'm talking on it. So this technology.
That means that you're doing too many things. You're doing too many things at once.
That's right.
You better say it. You better say it. But if I may just put another piece on this.
Yes.
We need to trust God and look to the hills, as the Bible says, for which cometh all of our help. All of our help come from the Lord. When we look to the hills, we're going to see the next Thurgood Marshall. When we look to the hills, we're going to see the next Black Supreme Court justice. When we look to those hills, we're going to see everyone that has gone before us and everything that they did to help us get into the positions, into the okay positions, because a lot of us are not in good positions. However, we are in a better position than what they were back then. So there's a lot of things that we can do. In every family, you have an auntie and an uncle that don't nobody play with.
That's right.
They just don't play with them. The moment they hear that they're on their way, they stopping everything that they're doing. We need these aunties and these uncles that don't play to step up now. A lot of grandmas gone. The big mas ain't there. The papas, a lot of them gone. You understand? Uh-huh. You got grandmas right now at 38. You hear me? So that whole thing is messed up. So we need these aunties and these uncles now. I'm calling on you, and I'm hoping that everyone else can start calling on you. You know that they know y'all don't play. Step up to them and let them know that this is what time it is, because a lot of mothers can't do it no more. A lot of fathers ain't there. So lot of sisters and brothers, they're not listening to. So the grandmas and the grandpas, they done came as far as they can go. So now we need these aunties and these uncles that these kids know that don't play. I'm 52 years old, and I don't play with my aunties and my uncles.
That's right.
So I know that there is some in every family, and that's how we're going to be able to get our young brothers and sisters on a track that they need to be on, and that's conducive to the lifestyle that they're trying to live. God bless you today. Thank you for letting me go first.
Amen. Amen. Thank you, Bishop Chaplain Kathy. And thank you, Christy, our evangelist Christy Laster. Excuse me. Thank you. I just want to drop this statistic because this is an important topic. Gun violence is one of the leading rates of death for young black men under the age of 21. In 2020, the CDC said that there were 45,222 people who died from gun-related violence in the United States. That was more than any other year. It was the highest year. We talk about war. We talked about war this morning with Ukraine. We are killing ourselves at an accelerated rate. And I'm going to switch gears for just a minute because I want to come back to this, because I want to connect this back to politics, because we've got an election day coming up on November 8th on Tuesday, which is why Michael isn't here. But we had a man who broke into the Speaker of the House, Nancy Pelosi's home, and attacked her husband because he was looking for her because he was angry. And Chaplain, you hit the nail on the head when you said your thoughts. He was thinking, I'm angry. I'm upset. Okay. I'm going to go to her house and I'm going to do something to her because I'm angry. Mm. Well, we're going to stop and take a break.
Lord have mercy.
I know. Lord have mercy. We're going to come right back to that. So hold your thoughts really quick. So it is 50 degrees. It is sunny today. Bishop Chaplain, I'm going to need some help on this one this week.
You got some help already. I'm revving it up.
Amen. So today it is mostly sunny with a high of 65 and a low of 44. Tomorrow it will be mostly sunny with a high of 57 and a low of 37. On Tuesday, mostly sunny with a high of 54 and a low of 43. Yes. On Wednesday, partly cloudy with a high of 64 and a low of 52. And on Thursday, partly cloudy with a high of 68 degrees, my Amen. On Friday, we see a change. Bishop, hold on.
Okay,
Friday,
have mercy.
A chance of shower with a high of 58 and a low of 34. And on Saturday, Christy, this is for you, because Saturday won't be sweater weather. Saturday, rain and snow showers. Yes, y'all, I said snow showers.
Oh, my goodness.
I just fell out.
I just passed a sign that says welcome to Michigan. So we are in Michigan.
Yes, the weather tells us we are.
Wow.
Yes. So Saturday, rain and snow shower with a high of 45 and a low of 35. So get out and enjoy this week, because even though the temps are in the high 50s and 60s, we want to enjoy this because the snow is coming.
It's on the way.
I do have a feel-good story that I want to get in really quick, and it's drinking black tea may reduce the risk of dying young from heart disease. According to a new observational study that used data on nearly 500,000 people ages 40 to 69, people who drank two or more cups of tea per day were found to have a 9 to 13% lower risk of an early death rate from cardiovascular disease or stroke compared with non-tea drinkers. The link was found regardless of whether participants also drank coffee, whether they added milk or sugar to their tea, their preferred tea temperature, and the effects of demographics, as well as genes that determine how fast people metabolize caffeine. Previous studies have shown an association between green tea and reduced mortality in Asian populations, including from cancer. But the few studies that have been done on black tea drinking populations have produced mixed results. A research team in the U.S. led by Dr. Maki Choi of the National Institute of Health National Cancer Institute investigated the association between tea drinking and mortality in the United Kingdom using data on the 500,000 people enrolled in the nation's biobank study in the early 2000s. The participants completed questionnaires covering demographic, lifestyle, and health-related information. This included the number of cups of tea they drank each day. The researchers followed participants for the 14-year study period up until early 2020. For those who died during this time, the researchers obtained date and cause of death from the UK National Health Service. The researchers found a 9 to 13% lower risk of death among people who drank at least two cups of tea per day than among non-tea drinkers. Tea drinking was associated with reduced mortality from cardiovascular disease and stroke, but not any reduction from cancer or respiratory disease than non-tea drinkers. The team controlled for demographic, health, and lifestyle factors in their analysis. Genetic data were available for most participants, allowing the researchers to assess whether the associations they found varied with genetic variants that affect how fast people metabolize caffeine. They found that these variants did not affect associations, nor did drinking coffee. The results reinforced that tea, including black tea, can be a part of a healthy diet. But the researchers cautioned that the study is observational and cannot prove that tea drinking lowered the risk of death directly. They also did not assess some aspects of tea drinking, such as cup size and tea strength, which may be important. Further study will be needed to determine if and how tea reduces the risk of death. They did say if you drink tea already, you may be getting benefits from it. Asian people typically live a long time, and they eat differently than us, and they do drink a lot of tea. So I would encourage anyone to drink black tea or green tea as a healthy substitute to diet.
Can I chime in right quick?
Yes, please, Bishop. Go right ahead.
For anyone that's in their mind that think black is so bad in this day and time, let me remind you that when you look for strength in the morning, you get that black cup of Folgers coffee. When you open up the inside of any battery, it's all black, baby. That black cells and all of that that they put together in the inside of that battery makes that battery work. You see what I'm saying? So there's a lot of things when you look at, even though it's something as minute people would think is that. Everyone look for something black in order to give them a boost of something, strength, especially when it comes to coffee. So for all of y'all who say y'all don't like black folk, Then stop drinking black coffee. Please stop drinking black coffee. Go put you some cream and sugar on in there. But even so, it's still going to have a tan look to it, baby. You hear me? Black is strong. Black is powerful, man. Black means something.
Amen.
And I want us to stand on that. I want us to get out, remember the words of the snippet of a song I sung last week. Man, we need to get out here and vote. I just took it right there. We need to get out here and represent and vote. I just wanted to throw that at them. That's all.
And thank you, Chaplain, for that. Michael, good morning. Are you on air with us?
Good morning. You guys sound great. It's good to hear you, Kimberly Batchelor Davis, and Evangelist Christy, and Chaplain Kathy. You know, this is great. I wanted to chime in on the gun violence thing, too.
Please.
By the way, I'm just about getting ready to walk into Greater Grace, me and Missionary Humphrey and my candidate, Lakina Crespo, running for Third Circuit Court. We're getting ready to walk into Greater Grace now, and then we got four more churches after this.
Wow.
Up an event downtown with Mildred Gaddis. But, you know, yes, and we've got this violence in our community. And then, of course, I wanted to reiterate that we have the people that are doing these mass shootings are mostly young white men angry at the world for some reason. And, yes, there's a lot of young black angry at the world shooting up their friends and relatives in our communities. You know, but there is a lot of angry white men out here that are committing these mass murders that we have. This is not an opinion. Go and Google it and do the research yourself, and you'll see that it's angry white young men.
Mm-hmm.
And the other thing, too, is when did, you know, weren't we taught, and I was listening to Attorney Avery Bradley this morning, weren't we always taught to vote and participate in civic affairs and to get your voice heard? And now that we started doing that, now that we elected Obama as president, now that we've gotten black elected officials like Senator Raphael Warnock, now they are so angry that we're voting. Now they don't want us to vote. Now they want to put up all these laws and intimidate. What I don't like is I saw in some parts of the country groups, either they're white supremacists, right-wing, conservative, Republicans, whatever, representing them, they're putting on these tactical outfits, arming themselves with machine guns, and calling themselves monitoring the vote, poll watchers.
Mm-hmm.
What kind of poll watching do you have? Why do you have to dress up in camouflage with machine guns like you go in a war to watch people vote? It's to intimidate and scare us and frighten us from not going. That's what it's all about. So, you know, I just don't understand why this country now all of a sudden, why many in this country now all of a sudden don't want us to vote, don't want to have a democracy. It's very interesting how it has changed from, yes, let's vote, it's a constitution, we're all equal and all that kind of stuff, and now that we're voting, oh, now you want to arm yourselves. Now you want to go to the state capitals and arm yourselves with militias and all that kind of stuff. Ain't nobody around here got heading out there to take somebody's vote from them. Absolutely not. But that, and that in itself, negation to gun violence. It's just that this country is allowing it. We need to, you know, there's some other countries in Europe, countries like Canada, they don't tolerate this. They don't tolerate all these guns. But I'm glad you brought that topic up, and I'm glad you brought up some, like on the last week about mental health. You know, let's tackle these issues. Let's tackle them. Let's talk about them. Because that's why Henrietta's out today. That's why I'm out today, because I want to make sure that we get people that vote in our interest for us and represent us. and let's turn the tide back, and let's go out and vote. I'm just interested to see what's going to happen down in Georgia now, too, because I don't even know why it's a close race between Herschel Walker and Raphael Warnock. That shouldn't even be close. We've got an intelligent, God-fearing, proven leader, community activist and leader in Warnock. Why are we putting this person in Herschel Walker, who does not even understand, and he's being used by so many people? Anyway, let me get ready to go into, I need to go into church service this morning. Thank you guys. I'm looking forward to coming back. Today's the last day of the campaigning, and of course the election is Tuesday, and I'm working at my polling center as chairperson on Tuesday. I want to send my condolences out to Detroit City Clerk Janice Winfrey on the loss of her husband Tyrone Winfrey Jr. I know he's had health problems over the last couple of years, but I also know that this is weighing heavily on Janice Winfrey too, somebody that has supported our program, by the way. I don't know if you guys remember that she has supported the program through the Elections Commission a few years ago, and we routinely talk, and I'm just sorry to hear about her loss. But keep going on. Kimberly, thank you again for, like Henrietta, doing double duty and doing more than one show. I appreciate it. And
no
I look forward to coming back. You guys are sounding great, and just keep talking about the issues and bringing it up. It's good to listen. I've been listening for the last 20 minutes or so when I left breakfast this morning with Mildred Gaddis, and then heading into Greater Grace right now with Missionary Humphrey. Okay. Oh, and of course, my commissioner, Monique Baker-McCormick, who's running two, and we're looking forward to a third term at the Wayne County Commission. God bless you guys. Have a great Sunday today, and thank you again for, you know, sitting in on my behalf.
No problem. Thank you, Michael, for that.
Sunday, Michael.
Yes,
great.
Have a
you
great
too.
Sunday.
Thank you, guys.
Okay. Sunday, missionary. So, Christy, I want to go to you because I want to get your take, because I know you're going to jump off shortly. And then, Bishop Chaplin, we're going to come back to you. Share some thoughts, because you started us off, Christy, talking about no sister left behind. And when we talk about voter intimidation, when we talk about an upcoming election, and I wanted to add in Tudor Dixon. She is running for governor of our great state of Michigan. And I don't know about y'all, but I haven't seen her anywhere in Detroit. And I'm just wondering, is she having trouble engaging our community? Share your thoughts. Christy, go.
I have not seen her in Detroit, Harper Woods, or any of those areas like that at all. And, you know, out of everyone here on the Sunday morning team, I'm the one that I kind of steer away from politics. But I have not seen her engaging. You know, at our church, we've received several calls for different ones that, you know, are running for the elected positions, and I have not heard from that individual. But I have been out and about in the community, and I've seen our current Governor Gretchen Whitmer at several events. So I'll just leave that right there. But I am actually looking forward to Tuesday. And I know that Michael was saying, you know, the intimidation, it took me back to when Martin Luther King walked the streets. It took me back to that time when voters would have to take these tests before voting. They had to answer these questions, and the way that the questions were set up, they set it up, it was systematic. They set it up for us to fail, set it up where we wouldn't have the opportunity to vote, the opportunity to say, I want this person to represent my community. And so here we are in 2022 facing similar similar situations, but in a different way. They're setting it up where we won't be able to get to the polls in many instances, whether it's intimidation, misinformation, making people feel that their vote doesn't count. Your person isn't going to win anyway, so why go? All of these different things to deter us from going to do our basic responsibility, our basic right to be able to vote and say, I want this individual to represent me and my community. So I just want to encourage everybody, go and vote. Make your voice be heard. If you think that your voice doesn't count, why don't you give it a try and see first? Give it a try. Just see if you can make a difference with your vote, because it truly does make a difference. And then I appreciate the show that we have here because I learned so much in regards to politics. You guys helped me to know who I should vote for. So this show is very informative. I hope that everybody hears when Henrietta is on and talking about the opportunity to vote and those things that are on the ballot, because you guys are the bomb. And so I learn a lot from you all. So no voter left behind. Let's get up, let's get out, and let's vote.
Right. Well said, Christy. Bishop?
My. Mm-hmm. I don't even know how to come back up off that. You hear me? That was well put.
So funny.
Mm-hmm.
But I say I'm going to keep saying it. I'm going to keep pushing it. When you want to say thank you,
amen.
This would be the best way to say it. Because you're not only saying it. Love is what we feel. Care is what we show based on the love that we say we have. We say we love everything that our four parents and four brothers and sisters did for us. Well, okay, if you want to show your love, get out and vote.
Mm-hmm.
Get out there and vote. It's important. I don't want to hear no complaining about nothing that's going on in your neighborhood when you didn't take your butt to the poll and try
Amen.
To get the person in there that you knew that could help you. I don't want to hear none of that. I don't want to hear you say nothing about no gas prices. I don't want to hear you say nothing about nothing when you didn't get out there and try to get in office, in the person that you knew that could get the job done.
Mm-hmm.
So that's a good focus. Get out and vote. Get out and say thank you. Finally.
Mm-hmm.
Finally, get out. I don't care if you had to walk to the poll, if you had to crawl to the poll. Ask for those individuals that feel like they can come to the polls and all of that, dress in camouflage. Please don't be in one when I come, because I'm going to be a poll watcher. So please don't come in there with that nonsense on if I'm watching that poll. Because it's in that aspect, I'm gonna tell you the same thing that I told the people who was protesting and they came down there with rifles and all that. Well, Martin Luther King protested. And not one time if anybody they was walking with and had guns, they had none of that. They had
mm-hmm.
none of that. So when they went to vote, none of the people had guns. None of them did. You didn't know they had them. So you don't need none of that. You don't need no military look or militia look at no poll. And you're right, sis. It's a form of intimidation. But I declare and decree that we will not be intimidated, because we know that our vote does count and that it does matter. God bless you.
Amen. Amen. And I would just add really quick before we take a quick break, if our vote wasn't important, they wouldn't be working so hard to stop it. I need some help.
You don't say it. You got some help. Say it again, sis.
If our vote was not so important, if it didn't matter, if your vote didn't count, they wouldn't be fighting so hard to stop you. In the South, they are opposed to law to define what black is, because they want to say, well, if you say on your census, which this is how low down and devil and low down and evil people can be. That was a Freudian slip. Low down and evil people can be. If you check on your census because you have Latino heritage and you're black, or you're Arabic, you are European descent, whatever it is, and you check that off, Now they're going to come after you and say, well, you're not black, so we're not infringing on your rights. So it doesn't matter.
Right.
If it was, if your vote didn't matter, they wouldn't be proposing laws like that. If your vote didn't matter, you wouldn't have Herschel Walker sitting down there talking about he got an equal resume as President Barack Obama. If your vote didn't matter. If your vote didn't matter, you wouldn't have people telling you, well, we got to have term limits and we got to redistrict and we got to make sure that it's fair. They wouldn't trying to move the districts out of folks of color community. You wouldn't have that. It wouldn't be, if your vote wasn't important, they wouldn't be sitting up there saying, well, you got to have ID. It doesn't say that in the Constitution. All you have to do is show up and vote. As long as you are registered, that's what your city clerks are for, your secretary of state. They're supposed to have a role that shows who you are. They go in a little book. Okay, here you are. We see you. Your address is. Okay. All they got to do is go back and verify it. If your vote was not important, they would not put all these stumbling blocks. If your vote was not important, you wouldn't have poll watchers showing up with SWAT and guns telling you that you can't vote. If your vote was not important, they wouldn't be blocking absentee ballots. If absentee ballots are so bad, because right now there was a number I saw yesterday, and forgive me, I don't remember what the number, but they said it's bigger than what it was in the 2018 midterms. People are voting. If your vote didn't matter, January 6th wouldn't happen. You wouldn't have had the Oath Keepers and all those people running up into Congress, trying to tear the building down and opening people's mail and putting their feet on going into private government business, emails, paperwork, documents. They would not have done that if your vote was not important. If your vote was not important, Martin Luther King Jr. would still be alive. Malcolm X would still be alive. We would still have
my Lord.
We would have leaders in our community. If your vote wasn't important, the Black Panthers would never have been infiltrated. They wouldn't have been but they were considered a threat. Why? Because they wanted to arm their community and protect themselves. They created WIC, which is the Women, Infants, and Children program, which the United States government adopted that program. But what did they do? They came and they said, oh, no. Black folks can't have guns. We got to make gun laws. So we make gun laws. Now here we are. Reverse, in 2022, you can go out and buy an air assault rifle and go kill a bunch of people. And as Michael said, who are doing mass shooting? Angry young white men. And I don't know if you guys heard, that's right, locally, here, there was a young man who scribbled at the same school that Ethan Crumbly was found guilty, where he pled guilty, where he killed those kids. So they found some kids, somebody scribbled on a desk, Holocaust images and Hitler. And they said they had to talk to this particular student. There was a statistic from the state of Michigan that says Wayne, Macomb, and Oakland are dealing with at least three per day from schools and young people, threatening to shoot up schools, threatening to harm schools. This is a real issue. We got to take a break. We'll be right back with the Michael Van Tool Show.
And now a message from jazz poet Michael Van Tool.
Hi, my name is Michael Van Tool. Let's talk for a minute. I believe in Detroit. I spent 32 years as your neighborhood banker. But now I form Michigan Ocean Strategy Group to bring three affordable business services directly to you. Number one, radio advertising and production services. Number two, customized business services and workshops. And number three, political and public relations. So call me and share your vision. My office number is 248-516-8300. But look, I can't do any of this business stuff without shining a light on our community. It's who I am. It's a part of me. There are people who desperately need our help. And there are people who work hard every day. And there are volunteers who provide resources and opportunities to those in need. You see, I believe in our community. I believe in you. And we can believe in each other. We are one community, one neighborhood, one city. Let's live and work together. My name is Michael Van Tool. We are all one Detroit.
If you would like to share your vision for Detroit with Michael Van Tool, call 248-516-8300. Have you or a loved one been seriously injured in a motor vehicle-related accident? Then make your first call count. Call Johnny Hawkins, the Warrior Lawyer. With Johnny Hawkins, a nationally recognized super lawyer, he cares, and his primary focus is on providing exceptional service to each client, and not just winning big. For your free telephone consultation with Johnny Hawkins, the Warrior Lawyer, simply call 248-567-9990. Again, that's 248-567-9990. Support Black excellence by allowing Black excellence to support you through service.
And now, back to the Michael Van Tool Show, sponsored by Benjamin Brothers Real Estate. Call 331-248-7120.
Welcome back to the Michael Van Tool Show. I'm Kimberly Baxter Davis. I'm sitting in for Michael Van Tool. This morning, we have our amazing Sunday morning team. We have Bishop Chaplain Stephen Cathy and Chris and Evangelist Christy Laster. Good morning. And we are talking politics, gun violence, all kinds of things. And Chaplain, I can tell you've got your hand up. I'm going to give you a scripture to go to. Genesis 4, ooh, 9 says, mm-hmm, after the Lord asked Cain, where is your brother? Where is Abel?
Mm-hmm.
I don't know, Cain responded. Am I my brother's guardian? But the Lord said, mm-hmm, what have you done? Listen, your brother's mm-hmm blood cries out to me from the ground. Go ahead, Chaplain. I know you want to eat that up.
Listen. Everything that we read in the Bible was put there for a particular reason at a Amen particular time for a particular purpose. We're talking about the particulars. Yes, we are. Yes, you are your brother's keeper. See, he asked you, am I my brother's keeper? And God knew right then that you had to be doing something that you should not have did in order for you to even ask me, God, and a question such as that. We got to be careful the questions we ask God, because he's going to reveal some things to us that we don't even know that he know. God knows all. God is all. God is everything. Yes, we are our brother's keeper. We should help our brother. We should help our sister. We should help guide them and help put them in positions here in life that would be conducive to what God has called and has chosen a lot of us to do. Mm-hmm. But we're failing in that. We are, if you look at it, have enslaved ourselves. Our brothers and sisters have become slaves to drugs and prostitution. We, as a people, are doing the very things to our own race of people that slavery couldn't do. That's what we're doing. We are doing what slavery couldn't do right now. That's what we're doing to our own people. And it's time now that them aunties and uncles step up and tell them to stop it.
That's right.
Stop it right now. Stop getting that mad at your brother and y'all fooling around, man, and now y'all been killed 3 innocent people. Mm-hmm. I was just watching the news, and I saw all of those folks that got shot over in Chicago over the during Halloween. That's terrible.
Mm-hmm.
That's terrible.
Mm-hmm.
That the only recourse that you could think of. See, when I was growing up, it was put the gun. It wasn't no guns. It was put your hands up.
That's right.
Put your hands up. That's okay. If you feel it's that bad, let's go ahead and just, you know, get some anger off on each other. They don't even want to do that no more. They don't want to be fair no more. And not only that, what's really terrible about it is that when you shoot that bullet, it's a number on it. When you shoot that bullet, it's a brand on it. When you shoot that bullet, it's a particular kind on it. And that bullet don't, you could point it at Tony, but it's going to fool around and hit Jackie.
Uh-huh.
Somebody innocent.
Mm-hmm.
If you're not thinking about, I did a song, if I could just do a snippet of it. It's another song that I did a long time ago titled, I Can't Go Backwards. I can't go backwards. I only move forward. Cause going back just don't do it for me. I can't go backwards. I only move forward. Cause going back is not just hurting me. And we need to understand that. That going back is not just hurting us. When we go back into the lifestyles that we used to live that cause so much hurt and pain, when we go back to it, we need to know that it's hurting our mother. It's hurting our father. It's hurting our sisters. It's hurting our brothers. It's hurting those husbands, those wives. So when we decide that I want to go back and shoot somebody up because they made me so angry, you don't want to do that because it's not just hurting you. It's not just hurting you. And sometimes we don't want to stop when we realize that going back is not getting it. It's not doing it. Sometimes we'll still go back. Well, stop going back when you realize that it's not just hurting you to go back. God bless you today.
God bless you, Chaplain. Thank you for that. Christy, are you still with us, Evangelist Christy Laster?
I am. I'm just a few minutes away from the church, so I am. But, yeah, I like this song, I Won't Go Back, because that just doesn't make sense. But when we talk about, you know, am I my brother's keeper, it kind of takes me back to thinking about childhood. And you teach your children when they're young how to not be selfish.
Mm-hmm.
And so here we are, 2022, people are growing up, and they've never been taught, look out for your brother, look out for your sister.
Yes.
I have four children, girl, boy. My older two are 2 years apart, 23 and 21. And I've always taught them, you look out for one another. You consider one another with whatever you're doing. You're going somewhere. You stay together. You look out for one another. You make sure your brother's good. You make sure your sister's good. And now I have two younger ones that are 3 years apart, 13 and 10. I teach them the thing. Well, this is mine. I want it this way. I want it that way. No, you look out for one another, because anything that you do is going to affect the person that's around you. So the mentality of so many people today, especially when you consider taking a life, you're selfish.
Mm-hmm.
You're selfish because you're not thinking about, this is someone's daughter. This is someone's son. And oftentimes it doesn't hit you until you're in that position where someone has done that thing to you. And then also anger management is something that we teach our children when they're young. You go to kindergarten and your classmate hit you, or your classmate kicked you, or your classmate took your pencil. We teach our children when they're young how to manage what you're feeling. We ask questions like, okay, well, how do you feel about that? How did you respond to that? And then we teach them ways to respond. And unfortunately, with the generations changing year after year, Chaplain said, we don't have Big Mama anymore. We don't have the aunties and uncles that, you know, lay down the law anymore. Those Big Mamas are younger, much younger now. And so no one has really, they haven't adopted the ways of their Big Mama that has gone on, and they're not teaching it to the next generation. So we have a responsibility to teach our youth how to manage their anger, how to be selfless, how to consider others. And we have a long way to go, but somebody has to start and stay consistent at it so that we can make a difference in this world. Maybe I won't impact the whole United States, but I tell you what, I can impact my community and those that I am connected to. How about we start there?
That's right.
Yes.
Say
that's
it
right.
Again. Put those in the back.
We ought to start right there. That's a sermon. How about start right there? Start right there where you're standing at. Start right there where you're sitting at. Start right there where you parked at. Start right there. If you start right, don't wait till the war is over. Fight now. You
That's
got
right.
to fight now. Listen, no one said this thing was going to be easy, but we got to stand up like our ancestors stood up. We got to stand up, and sadly, we're finding, I tell you what really, I think what really just would put the nail in all of our backs is when we went on lockdown. Because there's no one, when lockdown came, it just, when it should have been an opportunity to bring us all together closer, it seemingly now, when you look at it, it seems like it just pushed us further and further apart. So let's not take a situation that was supposed to help us. Let's not let it hurt us and damage us and scar us. And let's step out here and help the youth and help our brothers and sisters, just like many has helped us, many that has been gone. You know, we have wonderful people that's on the city that used to be on the city council, and some that, and those that are there now. No shot against them, but we want. What about who's going to be the next city council member? Who's going to be the next legislator? Who's going to be the next one in Congress? Who's going to be the next? Ask yourself: am I going to be the next one? You have a chance to do it. Mm-hmm. You have a chance to do it. Do it now.
Wonderful.
What is the saying that people say? Be the change that you want to see.
That's right.
Haven't we seen that on campaigns and commercials and all of that?
Yeah.
Be the change that you want to see.
And being
that change means getting up and getting out to vote, because you want to see
Absolutely.
The change. You want to be the change. You got to do something to make the change. I wish I had some help on here. If you want to see it,
Amen.
Or if you want to be it, then you got to get out and do something that's going to help make it happen.
Right.
Don't sit back and pout and cry and whimper and moan when you get all the results and you realize that somebody that you felt should have been there wasn't there when you stayed at home drinking a cup of coffee. When you said you ain't had no ride, you know what I'm talking about. So you don't make no excuses on getting out there, letting your voice be heard by just you. And you could be quiet while you ain't that good. You could walk in there and cast your vote and be quiet. You ain't got to talk to nobody. Just shade in the box. So if you're not a people person, that really shouldn't stop you from voting, because you ain't got to talk to nobody when you get there. I wish I had some help on here.
You got it. Except for the people that are trying to give you pamphlets on the way in. You got to talk to them.
Yes, you do. They are definitely doing their job. This has been a great conversation. You guys are right. You know, Christy, you said start where you are. Be the change that you want to see, and not leaving anyone behind. Bishop, you are absolutely correct when you said, you know, we just got to do it. We don't have the big mamas. And I had a big mama. We don't have the grandmas and the aunties and all that. But I had those people around me. And it's important that we become that in our own community. So
your sound is going in and out, sis. I don't mean to cut you off, but your sound is on the internet.
Sorry. But just like you know. Good morning. Good morning. Sorry, my sound went out for a moment. But just as we said, because we only have a few more minutes, we want to make sure that when we step outside of our door, wherever we live, that's our space. So we have an election coming up on Tuesday, November the 8th. You should take your soul to the poll. Vote. It's your voice. If your vote wasn't important, they wouldn't be doing everything to stop it. If you upset about gun violence because you tired of hearing on the news the first 10 minutes how many people got shot in the community, who was doing this, and everything results in gun violence death, or you tired of seeing police videos where police officers are shooting people and they die before they even get to have their day in court, you need to vote.
Your sound is still going in and out.
Okay. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear her on my end.
So y'all trying to say I got a cheap Android?
End.
Y'all trying to say I got a cheap Android? And,
you okay? But if your vote wasn't important, they wouldn't be doing everything they can to misdirect you. We all saw January 6th. Everybody making excuses. Christy, you said it, and Bishop, you said it. When you were children, you were taught a certain way. You were taught how to look out for each other. You were taught how to have regard for other people and things. That wasn't having regard for each other, nor was that having regard for the United States things. That was our government. That's everybody, regardless as to what people say. Christy, you brought up a point earlier. You said, or maybe it was you, Bishop, I can't remember now. One of you guys said, it's amazing to see how today that people are so adamant about blocking our path to vote. And in 2016, those of us who feared President Trump coming to power, many of us said, this is not going to go well. And everybody kept saying, oh, he's just a president. He's only going to get 4 years. It's not going to be that bad. And what have we since heard? He had tried to coerce people to make sure that the election wasn't certified. So if your vote wasn't important, you wouldn't have had all those states trying to cancel out votes, saying that people were voting. If your vote didn't matter, in the city of Detroit, you wouldn't have had all those people converge down on, I call it Cobo, I forget what it is now, I think it's Huntington Place, but you wouldn't have had people come down there while people were counting ballots and making sure that things were done right. You wouldn't have had people filing some of these crazy theories that people are saying that they believe that we haven't seen any evidence of. I'm not saying that things don't happen. But I haven't seen children being carted through the White House. Maybe we're not supposed to see it. I don't know. But I'm just saying, we haven't seen that. And so for all these people that keep saying, well, Trump is going to come in and drain the swamp, it seems to me like he increased the swamp from what I hear, from what I see.
Mm-hmm.
So if our vote wasn't important, you wouldn't have all of these things coming to pass. Bringing it back to scripture, we are our brothers. When we're driving or walking or out and about and you see somebody fall down on the ground, do you just walk past them and hold your phone up and film them? Or do you actually put your hand out and help them? If your answer is the latter, you need to go vote. Vote, it is voice. If you are looking for a resource in the state of Michigan, you can go to mi.gov. That's mi.gov/vote. V as in Victor, O as in Oprah, T as in Tom, E as in Edward. mi.gov/vote. You can figure out where you're supposed to vote, if you're registered to vote, any questions that you have, where is your polling place? You can find all of that on the state of Michigan's website, and it'll give you that information. But I want to give us an opportunity for closing thoughts. Christy, I'm going to go to you because I know you're getting ready to jump off in a moment. Go ahead.
Don't be the voter that's left behind. Use your vote as your voice to make a difference. And I want everybody to adopt the saying, it went from no child left behind. I picked it up with no sister left behind. You ought to pick it up with no brother left behind. And this week, it's about voters. So no voter left behind. Let's get up and do what we can to make a difference in our sphere of influence, in the ones that you touch every day. Make a difference in their lives by being an encouragement, especially this week, encouraging them to get out and vote. I can't wait to talk to you guys again next Sunday.
Excellent. Thank you, Christy. Appreciate you, Evangelist Christy Laster. Go ahead, Bishop.
Have an amazing week, everyone.
You too.
You too. Bless you.
Go ahead, Bishop.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you for that. Thank you for having my back. Thank you for all you've done for me, because you've made me a part of history. That's what I want folks to remember when they get up Tuesday, is that this is an opportunity to say thank you. Thank you. Thank you. You cannot say thank you enough, or in a better way, than to go down quietly and shade and color in the box, shade it in for the one that you know that is the voice for the voiceless, for the one that you know that has established hope for the hopeless. Go out and vote, and just say simply thank you by your actions. God bless you. And thank you, Tom.
God bless you, Bishop Chaplin. Thank you so much for that message. Thank you guys for tuning in to the Michael Vantool Show. I'm your host, Kimberly Baxter Davis. It has been my pleasure and my honor to sit in for Michael Vantool. He will be rejoining us next week, so make sure that you tune in.
Oh, yeah.
That's right. Make sure that on Tuesday, November 8th, wherever you are, that you go vote. Your voice and your vote is important. If it was not important, they would not be blocking as hard as they are. Don't let anyone intimidate you. You go vote. If someone attacks you or assaults you or puts their hands on you, you call the police. And no poll watch, no matter where they are not allowed to touch you. They can talk to you, but that's all they can do. And if you feel that your vote is in jeopardy, you can ask for the lead person at your polling place to assist you. Make sure that we continue to look out for one another and continue to pray, as missionary would say. Why worry if you're going to pray? And if you're going to pray, don't worry. Let's not worry. Let's continue to do well in season and do the things that we are commanded to do. And our Bible verse today is Galatians 6:9. Let's not get tired of doing good, because in time we'll have a harvest if we don't give up. I want to thank you guys for tuning in and listening. God bless you. We will see you next week. Have a great week, guys.
God bless you all. God bless you.
Have you or a loved one been seriously injured in a motor vehicle-related accident? Then make your first call count. Call Johnny Hawkins, the Warrior Lawyer. With Johnny Hawkins, a nationally recognized super lawyer, he cares, and his primary focus is on providing exceptional service to each client, and not just winning big. For your free telephone consultation with Johnny Hawkins, the Warrior Lawyer, simply call 248-567-9990. Again, that's 248-567-9990. Support Black excellence by allowing Black excellence to support you through service.
You've been listening to The Michael Vantool Show, sponsored by Benjamin Brothers Real Estate. Call 331-248-7120. Today's program was produced by Michigan Ocean Strategy Group. Experts in small business support services, call 248-516-8300 to start your business today. The Michael Vantool Show can be heard every Sunday morning at 7:30 on the Detroit Praise Network. Thank you for listening.
Everything is gonna be. He's everything that you'll ever need.
Right.
Just when you think it ain't, it's gonna be.
All right. you more than a mother, father, sister, brother. You are everything. Oh, yeah. Mm. You are all that I need.
All that I need.
You are all that I need.
All that I need.
Your mother and a mother. Father.
A father.